The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we are talking about everything from the president's former lawyer to Lyft's new bike sharing plan and several more stories in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, July 3rd. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it's the largest business organization in the U.S. It's not a government agency, but it's a lobbying group representing about 3 million businesses across the country. And now the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is making it clear it does not like the tariffs President Trump has put in place. CNBC reports the Chamber of Commerce launched a campaign this week against those recent trade policies. The campaign highlights a state-by-state analysis of how the tariffs will cause a global trade war that ultimately affects U.S. businesses and consumers. Specifically, that when other countries retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods, it will affect local economies here. The chamber president told Reuters that he wants fair trade, but quote, this is just not the way to do it. Remember, President Trump has imposed tariffs on some goods coming into the U.S. from several other countries, like China, Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. And yes, they have since retaliated. The president has said the tariffs are needed to balance out unfair practices and deals. President Trump's personal lawyer, well, his former personal lawyer, is talking to media for the first time since the FBI raided his office. Michael Cohen did not go on camera, but he did talk with ABC News off camera. And the main point being reported now is that Cohen said he puts, quote, family and country first, suggesting that if he had to choose, his loyalties lie with his family and not Trump. Remember, Michael Cohen has not been charged with a crime at this point, but investigators have been looking into possible election law violations or other financial crimes. This is the same attorney that admitted to paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. 12 young boys and their soccer coach have been missing for 10 days, but rescuers have now found them alive. They've been trapped inside a partially flooded cave in northern Thailand the whole time. No word yet if they had any food, but they likely had some drinkable water because they're all doing okay. The boys are 11 to 16 years old. The coach is in his 20s. CBS News reports rescuers have had a tough time reaching the team at first because of dangerous conditions. Now, divers are bringing the boys supplies like food and first aid, but the hard part is not over yet. Rescuers still have to get the team out of the cave. They'll either have to try and guide the boys through the murky water and narrow openings in the cave, which is dangerous for inexperienced divers, or the BBC says they'll have to keep bringing the boys supplies for possibly months until the rainy season is over. Still, it's an amazing first step to find all of them alive. All right, some other things to know today. Facebook is not necessarily off the hook. The Washington Post reports the federal investigation into the social media site just got bigger. It now involves at least three government agencies, the FBI, SEC, and FTC, and it's looking at whether Facebook did or said anything that broke the law, specifically surrounding its work with the company Cambridge Analytica. Remember that? It's the political consulting company that reportedly got a hold of millions of Facebook users' data without their permission. Well, the Post says investigators want to know what Facebook knew and when, and whether the company should have disclosed more information to the government earlier. Facebook just says it's cooperating. Speaking of Facebook, it's shutting down three apps that it owns. They're called Hello, Moves, and TBH. They're all about to be deleted for good within the next few months. TechCrunch reports the apps just weren't keeping up with the amount of usage Facebook wanted to see, even though some download numbers were in the millions. Which apps are at the top of the popularity list? App Annie came out with a list of the top apps in the iOS App Store last year. Of course, Facebook is at the top of the list, along with YouTube, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Lyft is getting into bike sharing. Business Insider reports the company just bought another company called Motivate. And even if you haven't heard of Motivate, you may have heard of one of its programs. So Motivate operates bike sharing programs that are named something different in each city based on the sponsor. So for example, it's San Francisco's Ford Go Bike, Boston's Blue Bikes, Portland's Nike's Bike Town, and New York's popular City Bikes. Lyft claims Motivate actually operates the programs used for 80% of bike share trips in the U.S. last year. It means even more competition now between Lyft and Uber. Because remember, Uber bought an e-bike sharing company earlier this year called Jump. Expect to see a different kind of straw next time you go to a Starbucks in Seattle. I mentioned last month that this was coming up, but now the ban on single-use plastic straws and utensils in the city is officially in place. The ban affects businesses who sell food and drinks in Seattle. They'll have to use biodegradable or reusable straws and silverware instead. Why the ban? Well, the AP says the city hopes to lower the amount of trash ending up in landfills or in the ocean. Seattle is the first big city to do this, but reports say cities like New York, LA, and San Francisco are considering it. Best Buy is saying goodbye to CDs, at least for the most part. Fortune reports Best Buy is cutting way back on how many CDs it'll be selling, so you probably won't find many CDs in the store from now on. As you might have guessed, CD sales are way down, likely because of the popularity of digital music and streaming apps. And Drake just broke some records on one of those streaming apps. Variety reports Drake's newest album, Scorpion, became the number one album on Apple Music charts in 92 different countries, pretty much immediately, which means it's the fastest growing album ever on that app. And with more than 170 million streams worldwide, it broke the record for the most listens on day one. Guess who had that record before? Drake, with his album last year. Of course, tomorrow is Independence Day in the U.S., the 4th of July. It was July 4th, 1776, when the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence. So get ready for fireworks and other festivities across the country. And a quick note from me, there will be no episode tomorrow, which is Wednesday, because of the holiday. So I will be back with more news for you on Thursday morning with a new Three Question Thursday interview segment. Happy Independence Day. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com. From there, click episodes and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen by 4 in the morning Eastern time every weekday, except for major holidays. So I'll be back with more news on Thursday. Have a great day.